So yeah, another paper you had at ASCO that I was interested in, second cancer incidence in patients with CLL getting BTK inhibitors.
Yep. Yeah, so we took our large cohort of patients at Ohio State and looked retrospectively to see what the incidence was of secondary cancers and what was the spectrum of secondary cancers. There's a lot of data in CLL. We know that patients just in general have a high incidence of secondary cancers, likely due to just the immune suppression related to the disease. Non-melanoma skin cancers are the most common. So in our BTK inhibitor-treated patient population, we had a relatively high incidence of non-melanoma skin cancers. We also saw about 10% of patients developed other more invasive cancers, including melanoma, colon cancers, lung cancers, prostate cancers. Basically, things that are common in the general population were also common in our CLL patients. I think melanoma risk was a little higher even than we expected in the CLL patient population. Bladder cancer was a little bit higher as well.